convey. So I lean over his body, and there he said, he did not return. It didn't make any sense. That's how I... So I had to speak out loudly. He did not return. And then I'm expecting something further. But he didn't say that. And it all the time bothered me. What is he trying to tell us? Tell me. He did not return? What's that? All of a sudden it came to my mind something that I read out to him some days ago. Oh, I said, you mean that monk who was expected to return, he did not return? I just got that. I looked over him and said, yeah, he did not return, but I shall return. That's what he said. And the story is of a Tibetan monk who has a large following in Tibet. And he was in a room in the monastery. A room was allotted to him. He was there. A saintly person. People followed him. Followed him in the sense they were all his students. And he came one day to his room and said that he sat on his bed, and all of a sudden he got a thought, and he said, I'll be returning. He got out of his room. And since then he has not returned. Some thousands of years have passed by. But the following continues, you see, generation after generation. So what had happened, that what I read was that thinking that Baba will just get a chuckle out of what I'm reading. I have read a paper, because every now and again he would ask us any joke you've got. Come on, tell me a joke or something. So I'm not a person for jokes or anything. Like that. I have no such humor. But I have to study, because in case he asks, I must respond. So I got across this magazine, I mean, that they mentioned this. So the humorous side of it was, well, he has not returned this. No. But in between the thousands of years that have passed, the number of times that they have changed the bed sheet, if it were all the bed sheets collected together were to be spread on the surface of the earth, they would cover the earth and there will be surplus. The number of times that they have changed his drinking water from the jug, if all that water had to be collected, there will be a pond by now. There is a pond by now. And the dust that has, and there is a hillock that is here. So I thought that will be a great humorous thing, you see, for Baba too. So surely he asked me one day, because from 14th of January he didn't come to this place. Doctors told him, Baba, now you shouldn't go there. You just be there, call those Mandi people there and they'll be there again. So you're there. So after some days he says, have you any joke? I said, yeah, I've read something, I can bring you. So I had read that to him. It must be on 20th of January or so. And that was forgotten. Went out of my head. Nothing to do with it. It was just for the sake of humor. But that day he remembered. While I'm massaging his body, it drew my attention. He did not return. And when all of a sudden the thought came, ah, you mean that monk that did not return? Yeah, he did not return, but I shall return. That's what he said.
He did not return, but I shall return.